Hello, my name is Jennifer Mesidor, and I am from the Vocalist magazine, and today we have with us Loke. Let me just leave you to introduce yourself, please.
Hi, my name is Luke, singer-songwriter out of Montreal, Canada.
Nice. So before everything, I want to ask you a little bit about yourself, just for the viewers to have a little bit of understanding of who you are.
Like I mentioned, I'm a singer-songwriter. I was born in Montreal, grew up in Florida, moved to LA, Atlanta, kind of moved around a lot. Pretty much I do music. I've written songs for a lot of established artists in Canada and outside of Canada as well.
Nice. Yeah. To start, how did you get into the music industry? How did you start writing music for so many legends?
I started in the music industry I grew up in the church, like most artists. That's where I pretty much picked up music. My dad was a choir director. My mom sang in the choir. My sister sings. My brother plays instruments. I also play the piano, the bass guitar, or the drums.
It's definitely in the blood.
Yeah. it's been around me growing up. And obviously, like, I did a few festivals in my early days. What really pretty much put me, I was signed to the Neptunes. I was in a boy band.
Nice.
In LA.
Wow.
It was right after B2K had broken up. So, like, every label were, like, looking for the next boy band, you know, four guys that can sing, dance with the look. So I was part of that. That didn't really last too long for contract reasons. But that's pretty much how I got started. And from there, one thing led to another. And then started to write songs. And then it just evolved into, you know, being able to you know, collab with different producers in the industry and able to pitch to certain artists. And yeah, one thing led to another.
And you just spoke about having problems with some labels. How easy or difficult is it to work with labels these days?
It depends. I mean, I won't say that it really depends what label, because it's not, you know, one label don't really define every label. It's just that particular situation. The contract was really not a good contract, so my lawyer did not allow me to sign it, and that was a good move, because I definitely would have been stuck in a really bad contract if I did.
Okay.
But yeah, a label could be useful if the contract terms are right, you know.
Right.
That's why it's advised to always have an entertainment lawyer look at your contract to make sure that you're protected and not being taken advantage of.
And what about those artists that goes independent now? Is it a good move to go independent, do you think?
It is. I mean, I'm independent, distributed by major. So what that means is I have my own label, but I'm distributed by a major. So I kind of, it's not really a partnership, because I still finance everything. But in a way, you still use... You still, got to distract you for a second. It definitely can be a beneficial, and you're more in control of your career that way. But it, like I said, it's not signing directly to major can be good, really good, because they have obviously the right channels in place. They've been doing this for a long time. It's literally just plug and play for them. Independent, it's going to be a bit harder, longer, but in the end, you get to control your destiny.
Exactly.
You know? So you at your own pace. Yes, it might be a bit slower.
Yeah.
But at the end, you own your masters, you control what you want to do, what you don't want to do. At least,
That's great. Yeah. So, and you've worked with legends like Johnny Wright, Will Baker, artists like Carl Wolf. How did you get the opportunity and how was it?
Well, Johnny Wright, well, another group that failed. Well, what happened is that after I was signed to the Neptunes and that, you know, didn't go well, I was in another group. Now, that group was not for guys a la B2K. It was a combination of girls and guys in there.
Okay.
So we were five. Okay. So it was three girls and two guys. So it was one Caucasian male. I was a black guy. There was a black girl. There was a girl from England and there was a girl from America. So it was kind of like an international girl guy group.
Yeah.
It was a really dope concept. I mean, the concept of the group was pretty much we were going to remake old hits, but modern sound. So it was very promising. But unfortunately, one of the girls in the group got pregnant. And that was it for me. I was like, you know what? I'm done with groups.
Oh my God. Okay.
And that's when I decided to really go solo.
Okay, yeah. Nice. And how was that experience?
And that was, by the way, that was Johnny Wright.
Johnny Wright, yes. Johnny Wright, and you work for Carl Wolf, I believe.
Carl Wolf, yeah.
Yes. How was that experience for you?
Oh, it was pretty cool. It was pretty dope. I wrote one of Carl's big hits, Yalla Habibi.
Yes.
I got a gold plaque for that one. I also wrote
Congratulations.
I also wrote a few more songs for him. That got me nominated at the Juno Awards as well, too. So, yeah, it was a great experience. Carl is a good friend of mine. It's pretty magical when we work together. Every time that we talk, we're like, man, we gotta get in the studio again. I'm like, yeah, we have to, you know?
But yes.
Good vibes.
So you were nominated for the Juno Awards, which you said it was for Ala Baby?
No, it was for another song called 80s Baby.
80s Baby, 80s okay.
Baby, yeah.
And how does it feel to be rewarded for such...
It's not completely rewarded because it's a nomination. We didn't win, but it's still a great achievement, I will say. It feels good, you know, because as a songwriter, you want to be recognized for your craft. You know, you want people to like your songs.
Mm.
It's something that is very personal to every songwriter, right? It's like they're a little baby.
Yeah.
And once it's out in the world, you're like, okay, are they going to like it? And then when you see the response being positive, it's definitely a good thing.
Nice. So you are a songwriter and you transition to being an artist. How is that transition? How was it and how is it still going?
Well, to be honest, it wasn't really much of a transition for me because I was doing both side by side, right?
Yes.
So I was being an artist, but I was also writing. So it never really felt like I had to transition. It was really more like, you know, both of these things are my passion. I love to sing. I love to write. So
how do you juggle? How do you deal with both?
Yeah, it could be a bit tricky because, you know, sometimes I'll write songs for myself and then I'll play for somebody like another artist and they're like, oh my God, I want it. So you're like, you know, so you have to decide, okay, do I keep this for me or do I let it go? So that's the only thing, but it's not really that hard. I mean, the only thing is that when you're writing for somebody else, you have to be in a different mindset, right? Because you're not writing for you. You know, if I'm in a studio with another artist and they want a certain type of record, then I have to channel these emotions and the direction that they're trying to go into.
Yeah, so I'm guessing from that you have to build like a character.
Yeah.
Because you're a songwriter and an artist.
Yeah.
How do you find the balance between those two?
Honestly, me, when I write for other people, like I said, I like to sit down and connect with them, you know, to really see where their mind is at, maybe see if they have a story, and kind of dig in their brain and kind of see how they think, if there's certain personal experience that they want to share, I'd like to know about it. So that way, when I write, I kind of keep these things in mind and channel those emotions.
Mm. Yeah. And another question, what are the keys to become a songwriter, would you say?
The keys? For
those who wants to be a songwriter?
Well, definitely put in the work. It's just because you're not great at the beginning, it doesn't mean that you can't get there, right? I mean, the other day I was cleaning, I was, you know, doing some cleaning around, and I came across like an old CD, which had like my first song that I wrote, and oh my God, I listened to this today.
Nostalgia.
And I'm like, oh my God. No, it wasn't good. I mean, it was good, but like, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is, oh my God, I came a long way, you know? That's all I could really think of. But back then I was like, oh, this is the best thing, you know? But yeah, there's always room for growth, you know? I would say to be very open to hearing different styles, different types of lyrics, different approach, especially collaborating with other writers, because you can always learn something from somebody else. Because there's not one way to write a song. There's so many ways, right? And you can learn from each other, from other people, from
listening to other music. And how did you not give up? Because songwriting is one thing, but getting it to the right people is another thing. How did you achieve that?
Well, in the beginning, I had to do a lot of networking, you know. I started when MySpace had just came. I don't know if you remember MySpace.
Yes.
And what I used to do, so I had like, I wrote like, I had four songs that I had written and recorded myself, and I put it on my MySpace page, and then I would just like send a message, copy paste to like 20
everyone.
People every day.
Yeah.
You know, hey, let's collab. Hey, let's collab. Hey, listen to this. And until I started to build a network and then get recognition and getting requests. And then after that, it's really like, you know, going places, events, and network and kind of like let them know what you do. And then they're like, oh, let me hear something. And we exchange email, I'll send them, you know. So it's really about networking, because like they say, you know, your network is your net worth. It's the same thing you know, for songwriting. At least in the beginning, once you have a publisher, you know, when you sign a publishing deal, then it becomes a bit easier, because they'll put you in the rooms with the right people, with the right artists. They'll set you up in situations for you to be able to write for specific people.
And speaking of working with others, who influenced you the most in the industry?
Okay.
At the moment.
Oh, at the moment?
Yes. And at the beginning also.
Okay, at the beginning, I would definitely say, obviously, like everybody, Michael. Then for me, it was Usher. And then obviously Boyz II Men and Brian McKnight, those guys. But Brandy also.
So I
would say 8701, the album of Usher, and Brandy's Full Moon is the two albums that really like like shaped me.
Okay.
Because from those two, I learned so much. It made me grow in so many ways that they probably don't even, they can't even imagine.
What about Brandy do you like?
Brandy, oh my God. Brandy, I mean, Brandy is like, in the industry, she's known as like the vocal Bible.
Yes.
Because her vocal arrangements, like if you sit down and you listen to Full Moon song by song, and you pay attention to those background vocals and the arrangement and the ad libs, and it's not like she's doing so much, it's like the right placements, right? Because you don't want to be like do all over the track.
She has a sweet voice.
The right placement, the right ad libs, the right harmony, and it's just tasteful. And you can learn so much from that, you know. She's for me, she's the vocal Bible,
and
for a lot of people in the industry as well.
Is it still the same?
Today's, I mean, yeah, but they haven't really been putting out a lot of records, so I kind of like go back to their old stuff. But today, as far as new artists, I like Bruno Mars a lot. I like Lucky Day. I like her.
Yes.
Her's nice, really nice.
Yeah.
Jasmine Sullivan. You know, I'm from the old school, so I love like real vocalists, you know.
Yeah.
But of course I like the club bangers and stuff and the party music, of course. But like in terms of like who I would sit down and really listen and try to study.
Yeah. Is there anybody would you like to collab with? Your dream collab, let's say.
Brandy.
Yeah, for sure.
Her. Yeah, these guys, Bruno Mars for sure. And even, you know, I said that in the past in one of my old interviews, Taylor Swift, surprisingly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I feel like she's like from a different world, right? Yeah. And I think combining my flavor and her would be something pretty interesting.
Nice.
Yeah.
And just to get a few observation from the beginning, did you get a lot of help to start your career? How was it? Did you get a lot of support? Was there a lot of competition? What kept you going to not give up and to inspire others?
Yeah, of course. I mean, in this industry, you can't really do everything by yourself. You have to have help. So, of course, I had great people that I've, came across along the way. Mm-hmm. You know, I had, great management, my sister. In the beginning, my brother and my sister. I've had also like Mark Evans, Angelo Cadet. I mean, there's so many people that I probably can't even name everybody. Yeah. But of course, I've had some pretty cool people that came and had their input or helped or open a certain door, introduced mm-hmm. me to a certain person or, so yeah, for sure. You need that in this industry. You can't do it all by yourself. Yeah. It's impossible.
Awesome.
It's impossible.
Awesome. We know that you work with Carl Wolf and many other producers and people in the industry. Is there any upcoming songs that you have wrote or working on at the moment? Any projects that you want to share us?
Yeah, I was actually in France recently. I had a couple shows there. I was actually performing a duet with this artist named Milka over mm-hmm. there, and we also shot a music video for that song, and I also have a new music that I'm pretty much working on.
Okay.
This time it's more I'm changing the direction a bit, the sound, mm-hmm. and even the language. It's going to be a bit more French and
okay.
English.
Nice.
I'll still have English in there, but it'll be mainly French and English.
Okay.
Because I'm definitely aiming the European market, So that's definitely the next step.
Okay, yeah. Nice. And you said a new sound.
Yeah, it's more because you know people know me more for like, pop, R&B, EDM, and stuff. Now I'm going more towards like a Afrobeat, Zouk,
okay. Nice, awesome.
And R&B as well too. But it'll be in French and English.
Okay,
like
and
a Franglish fusion.
Nice, and this is gonna be this year, of this upcoming.
Well, I'm working on it right now. The beauty of being independent is that you go at your own pace,
yes,
right? So
yeah.
it's I don't like to rush the whole creative process. I like to let things flow. I'm all about energy, and if I don't feel it that day, I come back to it another day, mm. and kind of just really go with the flow. But I'm taking this whole month because mm-hmm. like past couple months been kind of like, very busy for me. But I'm taking this month to really like lock in and try to finish those songs. And hopefully we can get something out before the end of the year. If not, probably at the top of 2023.
Awesome. Excited to hear about that. So do you still doing songwriting for others also?
Sorry?
You still doing songwriting for others also?
Yes, but not as much as before.
Okay.
In terms of the frequency, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I want to finish my project first, because if I don't want to spread myself too thin at the same time, because I also have other businesses as well too, so there's a lot of things that I'm doing, so I'm trying to make sure that I don't neglect my project.
Mm-hmm.
So once that's going to be done, then I'll be doing a lot more than that. But yeah, I'm currently producing for this artist in France. While I was there, I started.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like pausing a little bit just so I can finish my project. And once I'm done, then I'll be back working on her stuff. And then I'm also working on, I haven't started, but we're in talks with this artist from here. Her name is Magdala.
Okay.
We might have something in the works that we're trying to do together, maybe a duet for a project. So we'll see.
Okay, that's great news.
Yeah.
So two last questions. What advice would you like to give to other artists at the moment that wants to make it? And
Stay hungry. It's okay to have the desire, but you have to have the discipline. You have to have the dedication, and you have to have the determination. So stay hungry and apply those 4 D's, and
awesome,
it should be good.
Hear that. So where do you see yourself in 5 years from now?
The Prime Minister of Canada. No, I'm just joking. In 5 years, hopefully touring the world, you know. Hopefully I could be touring the world, go to places that I haven't been yet, you know. Hopefully I can expand my fan base to Europe, Africa. I'd love to go to Africa. Like, yes. I'm one of those guys that really look forward to, like, discovering the land of Africa, because we've been disconnected from motherland. Mm-hmm. Although I'm Haitian, but I think we all come from there.
Yes.
You know, before they scattered us across the globe.
Yes.
But I've been checking some a lot of people on YouTube that are showing the how beautiful Africa is, and mm-hmm. How much opportunities there is, and so much things that could be done there. So I'm definitely trying to see how I can tap into that market as well.
And maybe some collab with Davido.
Of course. Yes. Davido, Burna Boy,
yeah.
Malik Berry with Kid, yes. T.Y. Savage. Like
for sure. So yes, thank you for coming to our studio today, and we would like to thank you very much. And it was a pleasure having you. And hopefully next time we can hear something from you very soon.
Yeah.
And we wish you the best of our luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.